Okay, it's live now.
The reading homily today is taken from the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. We're going to discuss the four agreements.
Please start.
It'd be easy to discuss each one as a homily itself, but today I would like to summarize and stress the most important points in these agreements, with the first one being the most important and most powerful. And I highly recommend the book to you if you're interested in reading more in depth about the meanings of these agreements. The other three agreements stem from the first agreement. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. The first agreement is the most important one and most difficult to honor. It sounds very simple, but it is very, very powerful. Why your word? Your word is the power that you have to create. Your word is the gift that comes directly from God. The Gospel of John in the Bible, speaking of the creation of the universe, says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is God." Through the Word, you express your creative power. It is through the Word that you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through the Word. What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will all be manifested through the Word. Now let us see the word impeccability means. Impeccability means without sin. Impeccable comes from the Latin peccatus, which means sin. The im in impeccable means without. So impeccable means without sin. Religion talks about sin and sinners, but let's understand what it really means to sin. A sin is anything that you do which goes against yourself. Everything you feel or believe or say that goes against yourself is a sin. You go against yourself when you judge or blame yourself for anything. When you are impeccable, you take responsibility for your actions. But you do not judge or blame yourself. From this point of view, the whole concept of sin changes from something moral or religious to something common sense. Sin begins with rejection of yourself. Self-rejection is the biggest sin that you commit. In religious terms, self-rejection is a mortal sin, which leads to death. Impeccability, on the other hand, leads to life. Agreement number two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. How many times have we allowed someone else to make us feel bad? How many times have we put the opinions of others above us, above our own opinions of ourselves? As Dr. Wayne Dyer, the late great Dr. Wayne Dyer, once quoted, "If you go into a room with 10,000 people, there will be 10,000 different opinions of you. Which opinion really matters? Whose opinion of you is your truth?" We are all human and we have all been through the experience of trying to please others or trying to look for approval and acceptance of others. How many people do you know in bad relationships for this reason? How many people try anything and everything in their power to get the approval of another? One day your lover might complain that you are too fat, so you lose weight to make them happy. Then they might complain that you are too thin, so you try to gain weight to please them. If you live for another to make another happy, you're not being true to yourself and you will never find happiness. Happiness comes from within, not from another or a relationship, no matter what type of relationship it is. We are trained from an early age to look for love and acceptance from others, but are we ever trained to look for love and acceptance within ourselves? We are created in the likeness and image of God, so we are therefore perfect in all of our wonderful, unique diversities, shapes, and sizes. As Meghan Trainor's hit song, All About the Bass, states, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Assumption number three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, drama. With just one agreement, you can completely transform your life. As human beings, we have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe that they are the truth. We could swear that they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. Then we blame them and react by sending emotional poison with our words. That is why whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. It is always better to ask questions than to make an assumption, because assumptions set us up for suffering. We have also heard the saying, when you make an assumption, you make an ass out of you or me. We also make the assumption that everyone sees life the way we do. We assume that others think the way that we think, feel the way we feel, judge the way we judge, and abuse the way we abuse. This is the biggest assumption that humans make, and this is why we have a fear of being ourselves around others. We believe that everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us, and blame us as we do ourselves. So even before others have a chance to reject us, we have already rejected ourselves. That is the way that the human mind works. But it doesn't have to continue to be that way. And we can change if we make a conscious effort to change. Agreement number 4. Always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different from when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. There was a man who wanted to transcend his suffering, so he went to a Buddhist temple to find a master to help him. He went to the master and asked, "Master, if I meditate 4 hours a day, how long will it take me to transcend?" The master looked at him and said, "If you meditate 4 hours a day, perhaps you will transcend in 10 years. Thinking he could do better, the man then said, "Oh, master, what if I meditated 8 hours a day? How long would it take me to transcend?" The master looked at him and said, "If you meditate 8 hours a day, perhaps you will transcend in 20 years. But why will it take me longer if I meditate it more?" the man asked. The master replied, "You are not here to sacrifice your joy or your life. You are here to live, to be happy, and to love. If you can do your best in 2 hours of meditation, but you spend 8 hours instead, you will only grow tired, miss the point, and you won't enjoy your life. Do your best, and perhaps you will learn that no matter how long you meditate, you can live, love, and be happy. We can reach heaven while we are alive. We don't have to wait until we die. God is always present, and the kingdom of heaven is everywhere. But first, we need to have the eyes and ears to see and hear that truth. We need to be free of the parasite. The parasite can be compared to a monster with 1,000 heads. Every head of the parasite is one of the fears that we have. If we want to be free, we have to destroy the parasite. One solution is to attack the parasite head by head, which means we face each one of our fears one by one. This is a slow process, but it works. Every time we face one of our fears, we are a little more free. A second approach is to stop feeding the parasite. If we don't give the parasite any food, we will kill the parasite by starvation. To do this, we have to gain control of our emotions. We have to refrain from fueling the emotions that come from fear. This is easy to say, but it is very difficult to do. It is difficult because the judge and the victim control our mind. The judge decrees and the victim suffers the guilt and punishment. You feel the presence of the parasite and believe it is you. This makes it difficult to let go. To release the parasite and create the space to experience love. You are attached to the judge, attached to the victim. Suffering makes you feel safe because you know it so well. But there is really no reason to suffer. The only reason you suffer is because you choose to suffer. If you look at your life, you will find many excuses to suffer, but a good reason to suffer you will not find. The same is true for happiness. The only reason you are happy is because you choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice, and so is suffering. So I ask that you imagine that you have permission to be happy and to really enjoy your life. Imagine living your life without the fear of being judged by others. Imagine living your life without judging others. Imagine living without the fear of loving and not being loved. Imagine living your life without being afraid to take a risk and to explore life. Imagine that you love yourself just the way you are. The reason I ask you to imagine these things is because they are entirely possible. You can live in the state of grace, the state of bliss, the dream of heaven. But in order to experience this dream, you must first understand what it is. Moses called it the promised land. Buddha called it nirvana. Jesus called it heaven. And the Toltecs called it a new dream. Unfortunately, your identity is mixed with the dream of the planet. All of your beliefs and agreements are there in the fog. Maybe we cannot escape from the destiny of the human, but we have a choice. To suffer our destiny or to enjoy our destiny. To suffer or to love and be happy. To live in hell or to live in heaven. My choice is to live in heaven. What's your choice? Thank you.